joining me here in the studio is State Representative Mike Zalewski from Riverside, Democrat from Riverside. And right now on the phone is Jamie Andrade, Democrat from Chicago. And I wanted both of them here because there's been a new House committee that's created, and Representative Andrade is chairman of that committee, the Illinois House Cybersecurity Data Analytics and IT Committee.
It's a mouthful.
A mouthful? I didn't know that members of the House actually could put those words together.
It is a mouthful. Actually, that's the abbreviated name. It was actually Information and Technology, but they told me that's just too long.
it won't fit on the card, right?
Right.
Well, Representative Andrade, you're the chairman of this. What is actually the purpose of this committee? Is this, we're going to try to move Illinois into looking at things in the 21st century?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things is that this committee is directed to, right now, data analytics is the future. It's, you know, this is not my term, but one of the things is that data is now going to be the new natural resource of the future. And so what we're looking is also the technology, the protection of information, but also, as you know, we also have the new subcommittee, which is very exciting, that was just created, and Representative Zalewski is going to be the chairman of that committee, which is the distributed ledgers and cryptocurrency. So it's all around committee, but the thing is to make sure that the state of Illinois protects the information of our residents, but also that we move forward and we're a welcoming state for technology.
Well, Representative Zalewski, cryptocurrency, and, you know, like I said, people have heard the term Bitcoin, there's blockchain. I don't know what the heck that is. I mean, can you really give us the basic instruction here?
I've been walked through it a dozen to two dozen times.
And because you're not new to this. I mean, you've been looking at this for quite some time.
I was first brought to me last year, and Bitcoin was designed after the market crash to be a currency for which there would be no centralized reserve. So American money runs on the Federal Reserve. The beauty of Bitcoin and on these other forms of this is that it's traded on what's called a distributed ledger by virtue of code. Every time I give you a Bitcoin, there's a set of code generated that says that you got the coin and I gave it to you. It's all what's called a double spend problem. By virtue of that, by virtue of this ledger that shows from point A to point B, all this coin being traded, it's a decentralized database. The blockchain is what we're interested in government. We're interested in decentralizing databases. We're interested in getting rid of old, archaic ways of doing business. If we do that, we can make government a lot leaner, a lot stronger, a lot more efficient.
Well, how does cryptocurrency tie into Illinois and revenues and that kind of thing?
Well, it doesn't as much as the blockchain does. Okay. It's sort of like you try discovering...
But what is the blockchain?
The blockchain is a network upon which everything of these cryptocurrencies is traded, so that it's transparent. Everybody gets their own piece of ownership of it, and it's individualized. You own your own little piece of information. By virtue of that, by virtue of having this distributed ledger where everyone can see it, everyone gets a piece of it, it's a lot less centralized, it's a lot less archaic, and it has real potential for government.
With Bitcoin, I mean, as you say, it's not like our U.S. currency is backed by the Federal Reserve and that. But Bitcoin isn't really backed, is it?
It's a electronic currency. So to the extent that the U.S. government is involved, I don't think that you can say that it's similar in any way to a U.S. dollar. No.
No, it's almost like a trading item.
Correct.
And its value fluctuates much like a trading item does.
Correct.
So we see it showing up more and more, yet there are questions about, you know, regulation and legitimacy of trading and that kind of thing. Is that part of what this oversight does?
To Jamie's credit and to my credit, we've been very, very careful here that we don't want this to be viewed as burdensome. I mean, I would say, with all sincerity, one of the things the Rauner administration has done is a nice job of encouraging the growth here. New York put in some very stringent regulations early on this. They tried to almost regulate these guys out of business in New York. We gave them the come-hither approach and said, come to Illinois, realize that you're going to grow and prosper here. We put a task force together this past fall. Our report is due here any day now. We worked collaboratively with the agency and the administration to put forth a really good effort. The goal here is just to get people comfortable with this. It's not to regulate it.
And is there a role for it in the Illinois economy?
There's definitely a role for making government and more efficient, which is what we're all pressured to do by using blockchain. Again, you're going to see this task force report comes out that the blockchain has the potential to make people individualize their information, make government a lot leaner, a lot more efficient, which is what people are under enormous pressure to ask us to do.
So along with the cryptocurrency, there's larger elements at play here as far as, as Representative Andrade said about data analytics, which almost has become a new form of, I want to say, manufacturing in the state.
Correct.
And, you know, we are constantly having to deal with issues of data protection, data security, personal privacy. And I'm not sure that we've actually divined what the lines are here anymore.
No, especially when you see places like Experian get hacked. Or was it Experian or TransUnion or Equifax? I can't remember all my credit bureaus. Equifax got hacked, and it was a centralized database. People's data was compromised, and that scared a lot of people. You know, government's a holder of a lot of your information, and blockchain has the potential to change that dynamic.
And, I mean, by setting a blockchain kind of standard, are we kind of creating this kind of where the lines exist?
Yeah, I think we're fundamentally changing the relationship between holders of big information and the people to whom they submit their information, which is, what we want. Imagine a scenario where Karen Yarbrough's office, Recorder of Deeds, has really taken the lead on this. Imagine a scenario where you can track on the blockchain who puts a lien or a first mortgage or a second mortgage on your piece of property. And you get the release by virtue of the blockchain. You can see who's put a lien on it, who's put the second lien on it, and you can sort of manage that. Or imagine your health records. Instead of having to physically transfer your health records from point A to point B every time you gotta go see a doctor, you simply, what's referred in the vernacular as opening a hash, open a hash and let the doctor see your personal medical information. That's the revolutionary aspect of blockchain. That's what we want people to do, empower their own information.
Well, and, you know, particularly with medical records, because how many decades have we talked about, we can make the healthcare system much more efficient and cost savings by implementing electronic records, right? And then you've got everybody's got a different system and all that kind of thing. And I mean, as you mentioned about the state of Illinois, too, that's been part of the problem for decades, is the different computer systems and different software, and computers don't talk to each other. This could bring that efficiency.
From everyone I've talked to, every expert Jamie and I have talked to, this has real potential to change the size and scope of a lot of different huge systems of things, for lack of a better word, and that's what we're really excited about.
We're speaking with Democratic State Representatives Mike Zaleski from Riverside and Jamie Andrade from Chicago. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. More of the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by Democratic State Representative Jamie Andrade from Chicago. and Democratic State Representative Mike Zaleski from Riverside. And they're both members of the Illinois House Cybersecurity Data Analytics and IT Committee. I'm not going to use the full name. As well as Representative Zaleski is the Cryptocurrency Subcommittee Chairman. And we're talking about issues about cybersecurity, data analytics, that kind of thing. One of the things I wanted to ask is, and we've seen this come up, obviously, the issue with the State Board of Elections and the involvement of Russian attempts to try to hack into the voter database, but more recently is the issue of the
cross-check.
The issue of cross-check and how the State Board of Elections just recently said, and let's explain, cross-check is interstate voter database based in Kansas, headed by Chris Kobach, who was the head of the now defunct Voter Integrity Federal Task Force that President Trump created. So that created a whole line of issues there. But number two was the fact, group Indivisible Chicago, they looked into this, others looked into it, and the issue of how they were using software to protect voter databases, like from the DOS era, and the states that participate in this voter cross-check, it's to prevent multiple voter registrations and voting across state lines, but that the states participating in this, they all got the same password.
They emailed the password.
Yeah, and then when you could email the and they emailed the password to everybody. So the state decided to remain in cross-check on a 4-4 vote, but the State Board of Elections said they were supposed to have this big meeting with Kansas officials on security protections and things like that. They never got anything. And so there's no more state data.
I just got a letter January 10th.
Right.
You know, and basically said, you know, as of this date, we received no description of security enhancements from CrossCheck. We plan to review and discuss those proposed enhancements upon receipt. We are January 10th already.
Well, but they've received nothing, and they said no state voter data will be transmitted because they have not received those security enhancements. And, you know, when you're looking at CrossCheck, and I think part of their voter verification was the last four digits of the driver's license. Right. And Social Security, I think.
Social Security.
But that there are actually, like, programs, analytic programs, that with half, 50% certainty can figure out all the first digits of your Social Security number. And so, again, this whole issue of data security, personal privacy, I think we're all just catching up to things, aren't we?
Yes. We've been meeting regularly with Indivisible. Also, as this topic is just so huge that we've been meeting with a lot of experts, and I do got to throw out thank you to, there's a law firm, Edelson PC, that has some professors from IIT that's been giving us some direction and some advisement, too, on the security.
I think that was one of the professors that actually appeared before the Legislative Committee on Elections about the issue of cross-check and discovered some of these ways that could be broken into. But
I think the blockchain is, you know, voting is another area where the blockchain is going to matter at some point, because it's, again, imagine a scenario where instead of you having to submit your data to a centralized database, you're empowered to hold your own data on the blockchain, and then every time someone wants you to verify your address, you, again, enable it through the blockchain. You know, we want to get out of the business of being central holders of these big data situations, and we want to get into the business of people holding their own information on the blockchain and making and empowering them to be the gatekeeper into what government can and can't see.
So then ostensibly with blockchain, we wouldn't be subject to these huge data hacks where there's a centralized database.
Correct. But let's not underestimate the world of hackers.
Right. I think it would mitigate a lot of risk.
I just don't want to say it's 100%. Nothing in this world is 100%. Some death and taxes. But we really feel that blockchain has There is a future in this, and we're looking very closely at it.
Now, I mentioned earlier with Representative Zaleski about the issue of regulation and the fact that New York, as far as Bitcoin was concerned, kind of went overboard in what it was doing. And I mean, I would agree there is a fine balance here, too, of, you know, trying to encourage new technologies. And in fact, that's been one of the hallmarks, really, for some of the economic success in the city is by those high-tech incubator-type things. But at the same time, there does seem to be some need of a regulatory scheme. Isn't that the case?
The Security Exchange Commission is looking at very closely. Here, for example, one of the things that I just learned is with cryptocurrency, let's say if you use it as an IPO, is it a securities, is it a commodity, is it underground currency? And I think that's one of the things that Security Exchange Commission is looking at. And there's also the other organization that has in the past, they've always like fought each other of who's regulating what. And I think that's where in the situation. But here, Illinois has the Chicago Board of Exchange. We have the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, who has already started trading for futures and with cryptocurrency. So I think we want to tread very lightly, because I don't think even the federal government has which direction they're going. And so we are concentrating on the technology behind it, and we'll move from there, right?
Well, are other states, you know, in the same boat as we are? Or are some states ahead of us in this?
I don't know that there's anyone ahead of us. You know, Illinois, Chicago specifically has CME, CBOE, has a lot of these growing market exchange commodities traders that are based in the West Loop or in the South Loop or in the Loop. And, you know, without naming names, you can go to them. And half of the room these days is trading. Half of the room is writing code. And what we're finding out is they're writing code on blockchain now. The way Bitcoin works is you have to constantly write code and dig deeper and mine the code for the Bitcoin to be worth more. So this is huge economic activity. It's big business for the city of Chicago. As you know, you mentioned earlier, what are we going to do to sort of turn some of this economic activity around, given that the industry is sort of changing? Instead of we're not becoming an economy of widget makers anymore. We're becoming an economy of building huge data farms and data centers that can control servers. You know, I don't know how much HQ2 is going to be manufacturing things as much as it's going to be.
See, now you're speaking code.
Yeah.
HQ2.
Amazon is going to be a huge repository for data. And so that, you know, this is sort of a recognition of what our economy is going to look like in the next iteration.
And that's going to, I mean, and we're seeing this evolution of it through, you know, as we've talked before, you know, digitalization and globalization and robotics, I mean, artificial intelligence. All of this is going to vastly reshape the world we may not be living in.
Right.
But certainly, you know, and driverless cars, I mean,
I'll be out of a second time job.
But I mean, it's something that Illinois needs to get a handle on, and kind of a lot. It's going to come, and it's where does everything fit in for our future economy?
Right. I asked the gentleman, we visited a company the other day, and I asked him, so who are these? Basically, some of them are kids. I said, who are they? What are they? I said, the finance majors or something. And he said, actually, they're a lot of these traders are engineers. They're all software engineers. It says we found it easier to take an engineer and train that engineer to be a trader
than the other way around.
So because it's like you have literally a panel. Each person has a panel of 8 screens. Now, I'm literally thinking like a huge. And so it's, I mean, that's why I continue studying. You know, I'm studying right now to learn SAS, you or all the software programs. The future is changing, but we want to make sure that Illinois is included in that future.
That's we're going to have you guys back after we all get a
clear as mud, right?
Well, no, I mean, but that is the issue. Yeah. We're trying to talk about a quantifiable thing when it's not a quantifiable
Correct.
Thing.
That's absolutely right. Yeah,
I mean, it's we're talking about virtual.
Correct.
And that's the future of our world is virtual. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Democratic State Representative Mike Zaleski from Riverside, Democratic State Representative Jaime Andrade from Chicago. We're talking about the Illinois House Cybersecurity, Data Analytics, and IT Committee, as well as the Cryptocurrency Subcommittee of that. Gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Rick. Thank you. Have a good day, morning.